Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Well, what you gonna do for a dollar?
What you do?
What you gonna do?
What have you done for a dollar? Did you ever get paid a dollar to like mow the grass for somebody or?
No.
Did you get an allowance?
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. I didn't. I was always understood what money was about, as far as, you know, if my parents said we don't have money for that, I didn't go, oh, please. You know.
Yeah, right.
But I was always playing sports. So the chores that I did around the house were limited. I mean, because I was always.
You didn't have chores?
Not much. No. We had somebody that mowed the yard. It was a whole thing. Our yard was just terrible.
It was an acre,
and it was built on pasture land, but my dad's never been into yard work and stuff, and so these big weeds would grow up. He's not getting out there spreading weed killer and things like that that he should have been doing or had somebody do. We just had Mr. Atkins, and he just came and mowed, and that was it.
Yeah.
So that was problematic, but – I mean, I did stuff. Anything that they asked me to do, I did.
Yeah.
I never complained. I don't want to do that or whatever, but I didn't have a set list of chores that I had to do for a certain amount of money or whatever.
Yeah.
I was a good athlete, so I pretty much got whatever I wanted anyway.
Yeah, right.
Whatever I, you know.
Yeah. You're a brat.
Yeah. I was.
We had cleaning the pool. I know not everybody has that experience, but yeah, cleaning the pool is a pain. I got taken off lawn mowing duty because my dad didn't like the lines I was cutting. But yeah, cleaning the pool, skimmer basket, getting all those animals out there, that was awful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nasty stuff.
I got taken off of lawnmower duty. Remember when I almost blew up the neighborhood because I hit the gas meter?
The gas thing, yeah. That'll do it. That'll teach them. Yeah. It's called, what do women call that when their husbands do things bad on purpose? Willful ignorance or something like that,
but
weaponized incompetence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They think they're, you know, such psychologists when they come up with this stuff and they hear other people say it's not true. Men aren't consciously saying I'm going to screw this up so I don't have to do it anymore.
She'll never ask me to do this again. If I just screw it up,
I'm just not good at it. You know,
maybe
it'd be like, you know, if he came in and asked you, hey, go build some shelves in the garage and you did a terrible job of it. You wouldn't do a terrible job just because you didn't want to do it anymore. You would just not be good at it, probably.
Yeah.
And then he'd say, never mind, I'll do the shelf building from now on.
Yeah. What do you make of that video where it's video from inside the kitchen and a guy spills chili all over the counter? So he grabs just this wad of paper towels and just starts like in a circular motion, just wiping around. And she walks in. She's like, babe, what are you doing? Like, to me, that just seems like, dude. You might not be good at it, but you got to figure it out.
Listen, there are a lot of things that men do that are just stupid that I roll my eyes and think, you're the reason why they hate us.
Yeah, right.
You know, you figure out how to do something. You act like a child and you're going to get treated like a child. Yeah. You know, you can't just smear chili all over the counter. You got to figure out how to clean it.
It's so dumb.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Yesterday, my mom told me that my dad told her that he couldn't put a pillowcase on.
Really?
Because he didn't want to, or I don't know
that it wasn't that he didn't want to, but she said that every time I tried to get him to do it, he'd start and he just couldn't figure it out, or he just didn't want to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, come on, you got to figure that out. I can't do it.
Yeah, and then the way I look at it is when I see stuff like that, Riggins, I get mad at the guy because he's giving them ammunition.
Yeah,
he's hurting against us, you know. And as someone who isn't an idiot man in the house, you're making it harder for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when some idiot goes on TV and actually says something racist, and then I get pissed, like, ugh. Because there's so many false claims of racism all the time. Now you're actually giving them ammunition and they can point to you. And then we got to go, well, yeah, that's racist, but this isn't racist or that's not racist. It's just like, why are you such an idiot? Yeah. First of all, when racism is real, it pisses me off for several reasons, but that's one of them. Cause now you're making all of us look bad. Cause they're going to blame everybody because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Same with dumb men.
Yeah.
You know,
don't be so
smearing chili all over the counter,
yeah, or beans and
not knowing how to change your kid's diaper or whatever it is,
yeah,
you know, or refusing to. You're making the rest of us have to work harder.
Yeah. Yeah. You just want to hurt them.
Or if you're a husband that spends all your money at strip clubs, you know, you make us all look bad.
It's funny that you mentioned that, TJ. Today is a special day.
It is strip club review day, isn't
it? That's right.
The one star.
This is the one star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and visit real strip clubs and read real one star reviews from the internet. You can go verify these for yourself. They're all real. We'll start in Tampa, Florida, at a place called 2001 Odyssey. Mike left a one-star review. There's no food, but there is a bar next door. The place is super small, and the girls are not attractive skinny minis all across the board. Cover is too expensive for the service. Plus, they are definitely, definitely not couples friendly. One star. Love when they say that. God. They were not welcoming as a couple. Why are you going? What are you
That's
doing?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you doing? Don't be gross. I mean, maybe she wants to go, but still, I would never do that ever in a million years.
Yeah, but if she wants to go, then that's just another thing to look at. Go, okay, well, that's not any couples that we'd want to hang out with.
I don't think so. But I like to tell you, they are not all skinny minis. Across
to say the least.
We'll take, yeah, it's Tampa. Duh. And we've got a bonus review from 2001 Odyssey. Maybe we'll save that one to the end because it's a lot. But we'll head over to Pacers in San Diego, California. John left a one-star review. We've heard through the grapevine that Ariel might not be at Pacers any longer. Pacers should do what they can to keep her. When you hear people talking about Pacers, Ariel is surely the crowd favorite. If she goes, I will stop telling people to go check on her and the club. Period. She was a real-life mermaid. You don't come by that often. Come on, Pacers. Don't disappoint, all caps, everyone, one star. So I'm thinking
this one stripper.
She goes by the name Ariel. She's red pulling hair. That red hair and clamshell bra. Mm-hmm. That's a character I've never seen at a strip club, but
you know,
everybody loved her.
But you know who would probably love to be able to see that character at a strip club?
Would I got be an idea.
The people at the Walt Disney who could slap them with a cease and desist and a fine.
Yeah. Going by the name Ariel.
Yeah. And dressing up as the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Calling yourself Ariel.
Yeah. You know who else would love to see that?
Who
I thought you were going to say first? Hmm. Tech D Rob.
Oh, yeah.
He loves like Nantucket Red.
And Disney characters.
And Disney characters. So maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to the King of Prussia. The Just Enough Lounge in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
You know,
throws me.
Prussian is my wife's genetic heritage.
She's Prussian?
Prussian.
What? Yeah. That's Russian. And what was the P?
I don't know. But it's an area, I think it's close to Germany or something in there.
Oh, is it?
I think. But the Prussians were of a darker complexion. And that's
right.
Where she and her mom's side of the family get so
tan and really? All that. Yeah, her grandfather, her poppy, almost looked like they couldn't even figure out his heritage, and he would just mess with people and act like he, you know, he was trying to keep it a secret or whatnot. He was funny like that.
Yeah.
But he almost, if you looked at him and guessed, you would say he was Native American.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he was Prussian.
Prussian, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to find out what that is. But there's a place called King of Prussia in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But this strip club is called Just Enough Lounge. And Tim left a 1-star review. Well, I'm giving this place 1-star, not due to the girls, but due to an employee that works there that should never work with customers in any capacity. I was having a great time until this employee kicked my friend out and then kicked me out. He was in some kind of crazy rage and he looked nuts. I found out later that he thought my friend was getting too touchy with the girls. I didn't see that they had a problem. We were tipping. They were laughing, rubbing up on us, getting very close. But now, due to one nut job, this business will suffer because customers who enjoyed themselves were not treated with any tact. I hope the owner reads this and at the very least corrects this idiot who works for him. Probably should train him how to effectively deal with conflict. Too bad. You lost customers for good.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
So
they were rubbing on them.
They were laughing. You saw it.
We wasn't touching them. They was touching us.
Yeah.
We needed security.
Well, dude, you seem to be in some kind of rage. Love that. It's fun. Then we'll go to Seattle, Washington at a place called Pandora's Adult Cabaret. Josh left a 1-star review. It's like rats from a sinking ship. All the old Ricks people ran to this club, which is hard to do in high heels. As for the Lake City clubs, they are on the bottom of the list. The stages are small, and I fear that a dancer will fall and kill some old man with her 10-inch heels. There's really no back room for lap dances, and I still smell egg rolls from what this place was in a past life.
So the Chinese
maybe
restaurant went out of business and they turned it into a script club.
Yeah. That wouldn't bother me. I love egg rolls. Mm. Place.
I wish they still had them. I mean, you tell me that wouldn't be a popular place if you could get, Chinese food while you're looking at scrippers.
Shrimp lo mein, see some titties. That's a perfect day for me.
Yeah. Why does it always have to be chicken tenders and, bar food kind of stuff at strip clubs?
Yeah.
Wings.
Come on. Give me some General Tso's and some ass in my face.
I want all the kimchi. Hey, you want some of this kimchi.
That's right.
You want some of this cabbage. That's what you want. And you'll shake it.
That was fun. Then we'll go to Sugar Daddy's in Long Island City, New York. Bill left a 1-star review. I was getting a lap dance from one of the females, and then I felt something soft yet rough touching my pants. And then I saw it. The boner. I'm never going back. 1-star. Hello. Hello.
I kind of saw where that was going when you said from one of the females.
From one of the females.
Or at least I thought.
Yeah.
Was a female.
You hear that come up every once in a while in reviews. That seems like scandalous to send over a person that you think is a woman and it's a guy
mm-hmm.
dressed up as a woman. That is, I don't know that it's criminal, but.
But I want to know, I don't think I've ever been to a script club or seen one in a movie with what they wear as costuming, that if there were a man who still had male genitalia on the stage, that I wouldn't be able to detect it.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So somebody must have just seen him.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I had no idea that's what I had ordered. That is not what I ordered.
Yeah.
That was not the lap dance I wanted.
Yeah.
I know it looks fishy, y'all, but that ain't at all what I wanted.
Was I at Sugar Daddy's? Yes. Okay. Yes, I was. But.
I thought they was women.
That's right. Then we'll go to Micanopy. I'm having M-I-C-A-N-O-P-Y. Micanopy. McCanopy, Florida, Cafe Risque. Tom left a one-star review. We thought this could be an interesting place for a fun stop or a pee break on our drive home. Unfortunately, it was a bust. The outside looks like a place you might get murdered at. There's no alcohol. The bathroom is super gross. Had I known what the bathroom looked like first, I'm not sure I would have eaten that half-grilled cheese and french fries from the kitchen that's directly behind the stage. Most of the girls were just walking around and cleaning mirrors the whole time. It's very confusing. One star.
Yeah, you know, how many road trips have you been on, Riggins, where when you need to pee, you just pull over to strip club?
I just thought it'd be a good stop for a pee break.
Yeah, just go in there and pee and get a snack.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was a QT, actually. I thought it was a Flying J.
Yeah, right.
It turns out it was a strip club.
I didn't know. But while we're here, I'll get a grilled cheese and some french fries. It's disgusting.
From the kitchen directly behind the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing stuff. Then we'll go to Yonkers, New York, at a place called City Lights. John left a one-star review. Where do I begin? This place is a hellhole. First off, we stopped by and asked what the entrance fee was. We were told it was $30. We literally went across the street to the deli to grab some fried pork rinds and a couple beers. When we went back over 4 minutes later, the cover charge became $40. We paid. Anywho, we went to the bar and ordered two beers, which came out to $20.62. We paid and drank the beer and walked out, only to be chased down by a coworker, by a staff member, saying we hadn't paid. It was just disgusting. One star.
Well, I don't know about you, but homemade pork rinds at a strip club would be fine with me.
Absolutely.
Love pork rinds.
Yeah. So they just like popped over, and I guess you can get them in a deli there. They freshly fry. That's awesome. That's a great strip club snack.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my mouth is watering thinking about
it. And, you know, put some, make some Cajun seasoning on them, make them spicy up.
Yeah.
Spice them up.
I've been watching people dip them in guacamole and stuff like that. That looks good too.
Ranch.
Yeah. Then I do have one other review. It's from 2001 Odyssey in Tampa, Florida. Now, if you're sensitive, this is just a little more graphic than I normally talk about, so you can shut it off. But I think you'll be fine. This is one other review from a guy named Jim that says, can someone tell Jenna that she has a smelly coochie? Girl smells like straight up tuna down there. I had a dance with Hazel and I was in a much better mood. Beautiful woman and she smells how a woman should.
Oh, Hazel, huh?
Oh, Hazel. She smells like a woman should smell. I mean, what? You talk about just low life, dirt ass.
What is that? Should a woman smell like perfume? Should a woman smell? I mean, what is he talking about?
Fresh, clean, seductive. It's just, they're just idiots. So bad.
Smell like she just rubbed one of them pine tree air fresheners all over herself.
Yeah, exactly. That's how he thinks a woman should smell. I guarantee he smells like a bag of shit.
A woman should smell like bacon?
Yeah.
I mean, she's been honestly, in there cooking?
Some dumb. So, yeah, just another example of dirtbag guys. But,
that's the only reason you need to go. Smell Hazel.
Find Hazel.
Get in there and smell her.
Not Gemma. So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.